Thanks so much, Linda, for holding. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I have a question. I have insomnia, and I've taken everything over the counter. I've taken melatonin, things with all different kinds of, you know, valerian, and I just can't seem to find anything that really, really works.
Okay.
And I've taken prescription, which I don't like because they don't make me feel very good. So I wondered if there's anything that maybe I haven't, you know, taken that I might be able to take because it's really bad at night.
Is it trouble falling asleep or trouble staying asleep?
That's a little bit of both, mostly falling asleep. And then I do wake up. I think I sleep for a little while and then I wake up and then I have a hard time going back to sleep.
Okay. Well, I can definitely think of a few options, and if I mention something that you have tried before, I'm going to try to remember what you already mentioned, but if there's something else that you can, that you tried that I bring up, please let me know. So one of the things I just think about is as we are getting older, so this wouldn't apply to our population that is, I guess, younger than 40, I'm going to say, but it is definitely a variable. So as we're getting older, women, our levels of progesterone decrease, and progesterone is a very calming, relaxing hormone. And so deficiency of progesterone or lower levels of progesterone can contribute to insomnia. So I do like to evaluate that and then possibly use a progesterone. I will use either topical progesterone or even oral progesterone to help with that. But the oral progesterone is more sedating. You just have to have a prescription for that. And then in that same family, just thinking about hormones, there's also a hormone that's called pregnenolone. And pregnenolone is considered a master hormone. The pregnenolone is metabolized into progesterone and then even downstream further into other hormones. And Linda, just so you know, we have to take another break, but if you're able to hold, then I would love to come back and talk more about this after we take our top of the hour break.
Because
I'd love to talk about the dosing of the pregnenolone and then some other things that could be helpful for sleep. I'd love to get back to talking to Linda. She called before our break and we were talking about insomnia. Hi, Linda. Thank you so much for holding. I appreciate that.
Not a problem.
So we were talking about insomnia and how hormones can be related. And I mentioned for women, as we get older, our progesterone levels fall. But then I started talking about pregnenolone, which is another hormone considered a master hormone. And pregnenolone's also something that's helpful for causing us to feel a little bit sleepy. And it's also great for our brain function. It's good for memory, too. And that's something that you can get over the counter. And I typically recommend it in a sublingual form, one that dissolves in the mouth. The reason for that is you've probably heard Dr. Wright or others talk about is that we're trying to bypass the digestive tract when we use hormones. So we use them topically to do that. The sublingual form, most of that gets absorbed through the mucous membranes, but then some of it will also get swallowed naturally, but by going through the mucous membranes, that bypasses the digestive tract as well. So you can get that over the counter. We typically recommend about 25 milligrams.
And what is it called? What's it called again?
It's called pregnenolone. And the reason why we typically don't recommend over 25 is because there's so many downstream metabolites or hormones that it can convert into. So if you do need more than 25, it's okay, but you just want to have all those other hormone levels monitored.
Well, I guess I've always heard that, you know, hormones can cause cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so is this something that could possibly cause cancer?
There's no association with actual pregnenolone in cancer. What you want to just be cautious about is high doses. If they convert into, say, a form of estrogen called estrone, which is pretty strong, that can stimulate cancerous cells or precancerous cells. We wouldn't want that. But the
I had gallbladder cancer, and I didn't have to have chemo or radiation, but they took out part of my liver because they wanted to make sure that they got all the cells. So I was just a little bit leery as to whether that could possibly cause anything.
Yeah, the hormones that would not be something to be concerned about with the Pregnant alone, for sure.
Okay, and where can you get it at like any store?
I know for sure you can get it at the Tahoma dispensary, but then other supplement stores will also carry it.
And can you spell it for me so I make sure I have the right thing?
Sure, it's P as in Paul, R-E-G, N as in Nancy, E, N as in Nancy, O-L-O-N as in Nancy E.
Okay. All right. I will look for that. So I shouldn't take any of the ones that I've been taking then if I go on this then.
You can take them together. That's not a problem. If you feel like you're too tired in the morning, like feeling too sedated, then that usually means you're getting too much of something, so you'd want to back off on a dosage.
Okay, then. Well, thank you. I've never heard, even the doctors haven't even
okay.
about
it. Well, there's just, I was going to mention just a couple supplements, too. One of them is glycine. Have you used glycine?
No.
Okay, so glycine is an amino acid, and it is found in both a powder and a capsule form, and it is very benign. It's just very calming to the body. Sometimes people even take it during the day for anxiety, but taken at nighttime can be relaxing and helpful for sleep. And I usually recommend starting around 500 to 1,000 milligrams, and then you can work up from that if needed.
Okay.
And then the other supplement, of course, I don't recommend all these at once. I'm just giving some ideas. The other one that I think of that maybe we don't think about quite as often is something called inositol. And inositol is a B vitamin, and it is also, I would say, calming. It's not necessarily sedating unless it's used in very, very, very high doses. And this too, like glycine, sometimes people use during the day for anxiety, but use before bed can help with sleep. And with that one too, I'll usually start around 1,000 milligrams.
And what was that called? Inositol?
It's called inositol. It's I-N-O-S-I-T-O-L.
Okay. And those both can be bought in health food stores.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much. You've been really helpful, and I'm going to try one of those, and maybe in a few weeks, if you're on again, I'll call back and let you know how it works.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Linda. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.